Oh boy, man, it has been so long since I've done a carpisode. I've been doing a lot of crazy things. Holy smokes. Jesus, when is the last time I put one of these out? It had to have been a couple months ago. Doesn't really matter. What's important is that a lot of things has been happening, has been happened since I had last recorded a carpisode or really any episode. I mean, I've been on multiple different shows. I went on a Marty McClendon show with Doug Bassler, Doug and Marty versus the world. Those are two men that were running for Congress. I highly encourage you to check out their podcast. That's available on all major podcasting platforms. So we did a whole spread with them. They ran in this last race. Oh, obviously, man, the last one I did was way before that. So it's been a while, people. And I understand the anticipation's killing you. I'm getting messages from people all the time. Like, why do we even fucking follow you? You never post anything. It's like, well, because I've been battling Antifa. Not just Antifa in the streets, but Antifa online and in my life, basically. They, like always, they're losers, and they have nothing better to do with their time. So, oh, honk if Jay Inslee sucks. Yeah. Boop, boop. Nice sign out here. That's going towards Port Townsend, Washington. I just came from Port Townsend, where myself and TJ Detweiler did a little weekend thing there a little while back, a big, huge car rally, BLM. They carry around signs in their cars, apparently, just waiting for a chance to cause disruption in the city and to block the support for Donald Trump and the support for freedom. Really, it was a Lauren Culp, remove Jay Inslee rally that we did that was also pro-Trump and back the blue, because we're patriots to this great nation and we want the best for this nation. So we basically went through all that down in Port Townsend. They blocked the road with their bodies. So brave, so strong. They went out and sat in front of cars in the streets. And they came up with a super lame excuse that someone was trying to run them over in the crosswalk. However, they went out into the crosswalk and just stood there. And you can see in the videos where I'm like, yeah, okay, this is not anything about safety. You guys don't give a shit about safety. If you really thought that these Trump supporters were out here to hurt you, then why do you have children in the intersection right now? And they turn around and then they realize that they're idiots, you know, basically. Because they're trying to basically say that the Trump supporters are so crazy and so deranged like they are. A lot of projection happening here. That the Trump supporters are so insane that they're trying to run people down in the streets. And if they really did believe that, then they wouldn't be using children as human shields in the crosswalk to stop the traffic from happening. And then the video evidence comes out of the police officer that was there at the rally saying on his comms that they just did not have enough police officers working that day to stop the counter protesters from violating the law. So they were just going to, and not even issue citations, they were just going to allow them to continue to break the law by blocking the intersection with their bodies and stopping the flow of traffic in the city, creating a dangerous situation for everyone involved, really, by doing that. They admitted that they were not prepared to handle that situation, so they did nothing. And in a lot of ways, I feel like that's what's happening down in Portland and Seattle. And of course, we talk about it all the time. In Seattle, they had the CHOP, they had the Portland Autonomous Zone also, which would be PAWS, maybe, which they just set up around the Red House. And that was a whole shit show in itself. I mean, they had like six blocks worth of barricades set up around this one house that they were saying were people that could not pay their rent because of the coronavirus had stopped their ability to make money, blah, blah, blah. And they were getting evicted and they were protesting that. Well, then turns out these people haven't paid rent since, like, I don't know, 2007, 2017. They haven't paid rent in more than 10 years, they have not paid for their mortgage. And they have been in a legal battle with the owners of the house or whatever, or the, you know, banks and shit, about being evicted. And they were losing that battle, and they created this entire situation for absolutely no reason. Well, you know, for a reason. They want to steal property, and they want to avoid being held accountable for their own decisions. It's just kind of amazing to me. So, I don't know. I'd say look the story up. It's kind of amazing how blind everyone's trying to turn a blind eye to the fact that these people were already in an incredible situation way before fucking January when this coronavirus thing started popping off. Speaking of coronavirus, there's a vaccine that just came out. One of the trending stories right now is the picture and subsequent video of AOC getting the vaccine. And a lot of other internet celebrities or just regular celebrities, young, healthy people getting this vaccine now, basically before anyone else, before the people that this virus is really hurting. So if you were to make an argument that the people who need the vaccine most should be getting the vaccine before anyone else, then why the fuck is AOC first in line for the vaccine? Did she use her congressional power to jump ahead of the line? Would I be able to walk into the clinic and get the vaccine right now before everyone else? Before the old people? Before, I mean, they're trying to sell to us that blacks are, you know, I know, my brain just shut down as soon as I went to think of that word. That they are, blacks are basically being affected by the coronavirus more than anyone else. And it's because of their skin color. The coronavirus actually knows if you're black or white. And our white privilege actually protects us, almost gives us complete immunity to the virus. For some reason, the majority white areas of the country are not being as badly affected by the coronavirus as the majority black places in this country. And, at least that's what CNN's trying to tell us. That's what all these news outlets are trying to tell us. If that makes sense to you, then all right. Obviously, you're in on this weird fucking race above everything thing, which in itself is racist. You know, if you put race before anything else, is that not what all these people are trying to fight? That anti-racist, that's what Proud Boys are trying to fight. Their entire thing is anti-racism, anti-race hate. That's part of their tenets. They made it so important to them that they made it a part of their tenets and a part of their everyday life and just a part of pretty much every decision that they make. And it was that important that they write that in there. Anyway, so instead, Antifa is saying, who are, you know, majority white, by the way, they are trying to say that, you know, no, I will not get the vaccine before black people. I don't know. Does it make sense to you guys? Does it make sense to the listeners that things are going this way?
In half a mile, keep left to stay on Washington 3 South.
Oh, man. Yeah, sorry. Like I said, coming back from Port Townsend on Washington 3. I thought I'd turn that GPS thing off. I don't want anybody hearing the location of my address or where I'm going. But anyway, I think I did turn it off now. So basically, people of color should get headline privileges for the vaccine. That's what everyone's saying. Because people of color should get vaccinated before everyone else because coronavirus affects them more deeply. They have more lasting effects or something. I'm not really sure what the argument is there. Or how a coronavirus would know if you're black or white. It's not like sickle cell anemia. That is something that's a black trait, but that's also it's a cellular level thing. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist. But so far, there's been no science that has said, no scientific study that said that the coronavirus targets African Americans or makes, you know, or that African Americans have a higher death rate because of the coronavirus, or that they are more susceptible to getting the virus than anyone else. There's been no scientific studies to support that, so I'm not really sure where that whole, the base for that whole argument is. What else happened? Oh, the election, which is huge. Because Donald Trump's the one who pushed this vaccine out so quickly. Joe Biden, holy smokes. The amount of voter fraud that's basically happened in the United States since the election has begun is crazy. Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a two-edged sword for me, because a lot of people say that there is no voter fraud. And the people who are certifying the election results say that this was the most secure election we've ever had in history. But then, you know, they do the simple math test, which says, hey, we have this many eligible voters in this country, or this many people who are registered to vote, or whatever the case may be. And like 20 million more people than that voted. So how is that a thing? And then also they try to convince you that 80 million people came out and voted for Joe Biden. More than voted for any other presidential candidate in the history of ever. That Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama, who was the first black president of this country. He got more votes than Hillary Clinton, who was set to be the first woman president of this country. Joe Biden got more votes than all of them. And that kind of leads to say, like, all right, if that's true, is it because people are voting for him because of their hatred for Trump? Or are they voting for him because they feel like he's the best candidate? There's really no, I have not heard one person yet. And I know that you're kind of a product of your environment. So if you surround yourself by conservative people, that's kind of the environment you're in. However, I love arguing with liberals, and I ask them all the time, you know, why are you voting? Name one reason why you're voting for Joe Biden without mentioning Donald Trump at all. And it's difficult for him. It's difficult for him. You know, and then just the progression of all that, the debates were just a huge debacle. The thought that we started a fraternity of men 4 years ago to basically defend people, defend their rights. We wanted a club, a men's club, where guys could just hang out and drink beers. It turned into something so much bigger than that. We're global now. You know, 100,000 members worldwide. Chapters in every state in America. In almost every state in America. Chapters in pretty much every other Western country. And that we would even be brought up in the presidential debates. I don't think any president's ever brought up, like, the Mongols Motorcycle Club, or the Banditos, or just any other club. Maybe the Freemasons. Way back in the day, I think George Washington was a Freemason. So were a lot of other presidents. So that's a men's fraternal organization. But other than that, I don't know that anyone has ever brought up a club like this in such a setting. And then to make such an attack against the Proud Boys as to say that, you know, we're some kind of racist. Joe Biden, basically the moderator, and Joe Biden set it up to try to not trick, but kind of lead Donald Trump into disavowing the Proud Boys and claiming that they're a racist organization, which is absolutely not true. And so Donald Trump said, the Proud Boys, I don't even know who the Proud Boys are. You know, he's like, you know, people need to, you know, stand back, stand by, whatever. So the media took that by storm, basically putting words in Donald Trump's mouth, saying that he was giving the Proud Boys marching orders or something like that. And I just want to make this really clear to anyone, people that are listening to my fucking podcast right now. The Proud Boys don't take orders from anyone. The whole concept of the Proud Boys is that we're all free men. And we have liberals in the Proud Boys. We have conservatives. We have libertarians. We have, you know, guys that are damn near anarchists, guys that are nationalists. We have guys all over from every different race, color, creed, and religion in the Proud Boys. The only requirement is that you're born a male and that you believe the West is the best. So the idea that we would exclude any demographic is absurd, and that's easily disproven. So Joe Biden obviously doesn't have his facts straight. Donald Trump, you know, not to be tricked or misled in any direction, wisely did not make a statement about it until he had more information. I think the next day he even went on, he's like, the Proud Boys, I don't know who they are. He was on in an interview, and he says, I don't know enough about them. But if they are a racist organization, then yeah, that we don't want anything to do with them. So, duh, you know, if somebody was a racist organization. But this is the thing about it, is that there are bona fide racist organizations out there, right? The Aryan Brotherhood. Why isn't Joe Biden bringing up the Aryan Brotherhood at the fucking debates? Or people that are bona fide racists that really are out there committing race crimes. Joe Biden didn't bring up the KKK at the fucking debate. The people that he chose to use as an example of hate in this country were probably the most demographically diverse group of men that's out there today in any kind of fraternity. I would definitely venture to say that the numbers of minorities and of different religions, different ethnic backgrounds, you know, whatever the case may be, I believe that our numbers of diversity are much better than Antifa. Because I see them at every fucking rally, and it's just a field of white dudes and white, skinny little white twinks, nerds that can never get laid, and fat, overweight, disgusting, blue-haired monster women. That's who I see in Antifa. And basically women who want their men to be cucks so that they can go out and do whatever they want to do and not be held accountable to any man, which is fine. Like I said, if you want to live that lifestyle and you want to lead a lifestyle of degeneracy and disevolution, then fine. But the rest of the fucking country doesn't want to live like that. The vast majority of the country doesn't want anything to do with this cancel culture or this woke world we're living in. There's plenty of people that are heterosexual that don't give a fuck, you know, what your sexuality is or who you're fucking. I think it really comes down to, like I always said, you know, and the G-Doc says all the time, is it comes down to in politics, there's people who want to be left alone and there's people that won't fucking leave them alone. And Antifa is the kind of guys that just will not leave you alone. They're annoying. They will not leave you alone at all. Until they basically stripped you down to their level. They want to destroy your life, destroy your family, just like take your job, you know, get you fucking fired, whatever they can do to destroy you, because they want you to be as miserable as they are. And to that I say, never stop fighting. Keep your fucking chin up. Keep your head in the game. You're a winner because you're not them. They're losers because they were born losers. And they'll always fucking be losers. And everything about them. And that's the thing about real conservative men, good men in this country. That's the thing about Proud Boys, is that no matter really what happens, no matter how many times they get fired or how many fucking jobs they lose because of Antifa, they'll always land on their feet and they'll always find their way. Because we are men of merit. We're not these pussy little guys who have to share a house with seven other people just to be able to live and have to squat and not pay rent and fight the system and do all this shit. We're guys who make our own way. And eventually, I think, you know, one of two things will happen. Either the Patriots will survive and succeed and the Western civilization will succeed. Or, you know, if the anarchists succeed, then in the end they fail anyway. Because if they do manage to disrupt and devolve the government into complete chaos, in the end, whenever there is no government and there's no one here to protect you, and these law-abiding men, these patriot men, are no longer restricted and restrained by the Constitution that we respect and by the laws of the land, when that's no longer the case, then these alpha men will rise up. I have no doubt about that. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to do anything. I mean, oh, you know what? Actually, just look up a video of the farm that Antifa started whenever they had the Seattle Autonomous Zone, the CHOP or the CHAZ or whatever you want to call it. Look at the pathetic fucking... They can't cultivate land. They can't grow their own food. They can't do anything. They cannot do anything on their own. They are not engineers. They are not... You know, these guys are the nerds and the weaklings of society that have basically decided they've watched... They basically have watched too many comic book movies to where they're like, yeah, I'm Peter Parker, and I've been bitten by a magical spider, and I'm going to rise up against the system. And they believe that they're about this vigilante justice, and they wear a mask just like Batman. These guys literally think that they're comic book heroes. But they don't realize that comic books aren't real, dude. That's not real life. Those are children's fantasies that are supposed to help children find themselves in some kind of way, right? They were entertainment for us when we were kids. We were just like, oh, comic book, that's cool. Then we're outside with our buddies, and we're outside learning how to do things and play with knives and learn how to make fire. Like, we were out actually doing shit with our lives. These guys are consumed with this fantasy that they are the heroes of this story. And at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a really rude awakening for them to realize that they are not the heroes of this story. They never will be the heroes of this story. They're never going to be the guys that win in the end. And that's just a fact, Jack. You know, and it's, I mean, you know, just look what happened last week in D.C., Washington, D.C., when hundreds, thousands of Proud Boys were in Washington, D.C., and they went around cleaning up the streets from these Antifa thug losers. You know, when they're not in their mass hordes, if they don't outnumber you 25-1, if Antifa doesn't outnumber you 25-1, then in their own minds, they're not the winners. Whenever we were in Olympia last weekend, I was in Olympia last weekend, there's plenty of videos of this, just a handful of Proud Boys and a couple of other Patriots, I would say 30 dudes, maybe 40 guys, came to a meeting in downtown Olympia, right at the fucking Capitol and of Washington State. Antifa marched up the road, easily outnumbered us 2-1, and then we faced off. They threw a bunch of bullshit at us. I said, hey, keep your heads cool, calm down, everybody just take a deep breath, let them do whatever they're going to do, and if we need to defend ourselves, we defend ourselves, but we do not attack them or anything like that, which is, you know, obviously contrary to what the news media will say. They can sit there and throw shit at us for a fucking hour and a half and throw mortars at us and try to fucking Molotov cocktail the police officers and everything like that, and that's considered a peaceful protest, but the minute the Patriots defend themselves, all of a sudden, it's a riot, and the Patriots started it, and all, you know, it's just crazy. It's insanity to believe, even after you watch it with your own eyes devolve into a situation where everyone's fighting, watching who the aggressor was, and then still saying that it was the Patriots. It's insane to me. Anyway, so we just stood there while we're getting shit thrown at us for a good 10, 15 minutes. And then they realized that they really didn't, you know, even though we were outnumbered 2-1, they just didn't have the numbers because they don't have it in their hearts, right? They're not people of their own convictions. Like I said, they're nerds. So they know, even if it's two nerds, they're not going to be as strong as one alpha man. So they left. They turned down a side street. They stood there and tried to face off with us or whatever, tried to kind of coax us in. One guy, I think, ran in like head first into their crowd. They beat the shit out of him. One fucking Patriot guy, I don't know, maybe he was drunk or just out of his mind, but he ran straight in their fucking crowd and was like, fuck you. I think he was trying to draw us in there too. He was like, nah, fuck that, dude. You're an idiot. Why would you do that? Especially when we're sitting here saying, chill the fuck out. There's no reason for us to do anything unless they make a move. So he runs in. He gets his shit beat out of him. They kick him back out of the crowd. He's all fucking bloodied up and everything. Stupid. Absolutely fucking stupid. Don't be a fucking martyr, dude. You're going to have plenty of time to fight when this whole revolution pops off. Anyway, so they turn down a side street. They leave. They go back around. And apparently there was an entire second group of them. So as we go down, and that second group went down and was destroying our cars. So as we turned and left, we were headed back up towards the Capitol steps. we got word that they were down by our cars destroying vehicles. So a group of us ran down there, and we ended up getting cut. Our numbers were cut in half by law enforcement. By this time, we only had 20 guys, a handful of guys, because law enforcement would stopped us halfway down there, wouldn't let the other half of us down to the cars, wouldn't let the first half back up to the Capitol. So we were split in half. Meanwhile, they allowed Antifa to come back around, join forces with the other half of their group, which was down there vandalizing our vehicles. So at this point, there was probably 200 maybe people, 200 Antifa in black block with shields and everything. So then they decide at that point they have enough numbers after their numbers doubled and our numbers have been cut in half. So keep in mind at this point there's probably 20 Patriots total. Not even all of them were Proud Boys. Just some guys were just right at the Capitol waving flags and was like, holy shit, something crazy's happening, and decided to come down and check it out. And they're trapped with us now. So probably 20 Patriots. And so we go back up to the Capitol grounds. We're going to go to the steps of the Capitol. And we're going to sit there and let Antifa do whatever the fuck, you know, they planned on doing, which I'm not really sure that they had a plan. But they start marching towards the Capitol. They're all, you know, in a line and everything. And they get up to where, you know, the memorial statue is. And, you know, if you're looking at a map of it, that's kind of where we decided to stop. The Patriots did, because at that point, the Washington State Patrol formed a line at the Capitol building and refused to let us through to the Capitol. So they kind of sandwiched us. The Washington State Patrol were behind us. Antifa was in front of us. So Antifa just starts lobbing rocks, bottles, bricks, you know, fucking mortar rounds, paint balls, I think. They were like some kind of clay little things full of paint, cups full of cement, wet cement, quick crete or whatever, all kind of shit. For probably 15, 20 minutes, they're lobbing shit at us as we're just standing there with nowhere to go. You know, I'm trying to coordinate with the law enforcement and say, hey, where do you want us to fucking go? Where do you want us to go to where, you know, we're obviously trying to de-escalate the situation. These guys want us dead. They're literally yelling, death to America, kill the Proud Boys. They had fucking, you know, that's all in the video too. This is not like I'm making this shit up. There's almost a 3-hour video on Common Sense Conservatives YouTube page of this entire altercation from start to finish. Pretty good vantage points, pretty good angles, pretty good breakdowns on it too. So as we're standing there, and finally they say, hey, you guys can leave to, I believe it's the north, I'm not really sure. It's the, it was the left side of the statue, whichever direction that is. Maybe it's the south. But they said, leave this way. So we start walking that way. Well, then Antifa obviously believes at that point they've got us on the run. And because law enforcement's not doing anything, they decide that that they're going to follow us. Well, no, law enforcement started telling us. That's the thing, I remember now. So they started giving us a countdown. So they're like, all right, in 10 minutes, we're going to declare this an unlawful gathering, and we're going to start arresting people. And, of course, we're the only ones standing there in front of the cops. And we're like, okay, start arresting people then. Start arresting the people that are attacking us. We're standing here, not doing anything. Obviously, we're just standing here. So start arresting people that are committing assaults, please. And they're like, no, we're going to arrest you guys. They literally told us they were going to arrest us just for literally just standing there at the Capitol. And this is all on video. So we say, okay, enough of this. We're going to head out then. We basically got the count, their little countdown. They keep telling us, you know, 4 minutes. So like, all right, we're going to start walking. We want to drop. There's 4 different parking lots there. We're trying to drop people off of their cars along the way. So as we get around the parking lot, we end up getting cut off by another group of Antifa, and end up getting sandwiched. The police just left. They literally got in their cars and fucking left the streets. They left everyone to be rioted on. And so anyway, so then Antifa, emboldened by the police officers leaving and believing they have us on the run because we were leaving the event, chased us into the parking lot. One of the Antifa members starts shooting at us with a handgun. That's on video too, on the Common Sense Conservatives page. One of our guys shot back, not a Proud Boy, but a Patriot, one of the guys that was with our crowd, shot back at him, or not at him, but shot back at the mob that was beating him, and I guess shot some guy in the stomach. But you can clearly see in the video that they're shooting at us before anyone takes any action. This is before we even get across the parking lot. We're in the parking lot at that point, and you can see that in the video. And they're shooting at us at our backs. Like I said, they want us fucking dead. So we're going, we end up making it across. And by this time, we had dropped enough people out of their cars. We had about six guys left with us at the very end. Six fucking guys against a mob of a couple hundred that were trying to kill us. And we're lucky we made it out that day from Olympia. But I basically said all that to say this, that the law enforcement is not here to serve and protect you anymore. And I've always been a Back the Blue guy. I've organized, you know, dozens of Back the Blue rallies all around Washington State, all around Oregon and Idaho, in the Pacific Northwest. I've always supported the Boys in Blue because I always believed that whenever push came to shove, that they would do their jobs and that they would uphold the oath that they took as law enforcement officers to uphold the law and the Constitution. And they're simply not here to do that anymore. They made it very clear that they are here to protect property. They wanted to protect the Capitol grounds, and they had no interest in protecting people from these